Albayan Radio presents the following program presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala Ashratu asbabin li maghfirati dhunubi wa mahyi athari as-sayyi'at. 10 ways sins are expiated. Point number 5. Sins are expiated when angels seek forgiveness from Allah on behalf of the person. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and through his wisdom enabled the malaika, the angels, to have a connection with the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are specific connections with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as the believers, where they are there to aid and support them in battle, where the malaika, specific malaika, await on the doors of Salat al-Jumu'ah on the Friday prayer, and they on a scroll write down the names of each and every individual that enters until the imam says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and then the angels close this scroll and they attend this gathering. We have also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us specific angels that circumambulate the earth and they seek for seatings of knowledge. يَلْتَمِسُونَ حَلَقَاتِ الذِّكْرِ. They seek the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the gatherings of knowledge. So there are some specific ones to the believers, and there are more. Then you have some inevitable connection with the malaika, which are for everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim. And we have the questioners of the grave, Munkar and Nakir, that ask the individual, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Wa Man Nabiyuk, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here, this, and they attend to everybody. Also, you have the inevitable connection with the malaika. You have Malak al-Maut, the angel of death. This also attends everybody, not just to the believers. But here in this specific point, sins are expiated when the angels seek forgiveness from Allah on behalf of the person. And no doubt this is talking about the believers. Now, there is a hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrates, الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَى أَحَدِكُمْ مَا دَامَ فِي مُصَلَّاهُ مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثُ. The malaika, they send their salawat, and here they make dua upon the individual who is in his prayer place. مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثُ, as long as he is still upon ritual purity. So he's not broken his wudu. And they say, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَهُ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْهُ. Oh Allah, forgive him, and oh Allah, have mercy upon him. So he, from the virtues of attending the masajid or attending the musallayat, is that when you attend and you're upon wudu, if you're waiting for the prayer, and you're in the place of where you've prayed and you're waiting for the prayer, you have the angels that supplicate for you and saying, Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. This is a means of seeking forgiveness, or this is a means for your sins to be expiated. And here, this is by the angels. Now, also, we can connect point number 5 with point number 6. But we mentioned the hadith first. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ يَدْعُو لِأَخِيهِ بِظَهْرِ الْغَيْبِ إِلَّا قَالَ الْمَلَكُ وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ. Here, the hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that there is not a servant, a Muslim servant, a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who supplicates for his brother in secret, meaning not informing the brother or not in front of the brother, who supplicates for his brother behind his back, except the angel states, and for you, you will also have this. So we can merge number 5, which is sins are expiated when the angels seek forgiveness from Allah on behalf of a person, with number 6, sins are expiated when the believers pray for the person. Now, this could be Salat al-Janazah, but let's mention first this dua and merge on with point number 6. Now here, if a Muslim makes dua for his brother or for his sister, and the sister makes dua for her brother or sister, and they say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive him, oh Allah, pardon him, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expiate his sins, the angels say, and to you also. So here, this can merge into number 5, where the angels, they seek forgiveness for the person. But here it's more specific. You can say the recompense due to the action, yani al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that the recompense is due to its action. But here, because supplicating to your brother whilst he's not present, the angels do the same for you. This is a form of, no doubt, a powerful dua. And this is where the angels, if it's a specific one for forgiveness, the angels will also say, for this person also you will have, or for you will have the reward for you also, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ, and you will have this honorable dua from the malaika. Now here, finalizing this point and seeking forgiveness in, or having the angels seek forgiveness on your behalf, this is an honorable, no doubt, attainment. And it is upon the believer to seek this and see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the angels seek forgiveness for the servant, for us to attain this forgiveness from the dua, from the istighfar of the malaika, and ending off the point number 6, praying for the believer. Also, a form of expiation of your sins is when you pass and you have many righteous people attend your salah, salat al-janazah. And of course, this can only occur if you have placed yourself in an honorable position whilst you were living, meaning you attended frequently the masajid, you were known by the people of goodness, you were known by the people of righteousness and knowledge, then inshallah wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow His goodness upon you, more so when you are placed in your grave, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring forth all of these individuals who knew you upon goodness, and they will pray upon you and they will make istighfar for you. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, when the individual is buried, he says, when the deceased is buried, he says, and seek forgiveness for your brother, for indeed he's about to be asked, he's about to be questioned. Istaghfiru li akhikum fa innahu sayus'al, yani seek forgiveness in your brother, for indeed he's about to be questioned. Sahih, my brothers and sisters, 10 ways for your sins to be expiated. We said number 5, sins are expiated when angels seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your behalf. And we said from the means and the ways is to pray in the jama'ah, pray in the salah, pray the salah in the congregational prayers in your masallah, places of prayer, and the masajid, and remain in there for a duration whilst you make your adhkar, whilst you read ayat al-kursi. You may want to wait a little bit longer for the next prayer. Whilst you're doing so and you're upon wudu, the angels are making istighfar and sending their rahamat. They're saying Allahumma ghafir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. And we said point number 6, sins are expiated when the believers pray for the person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable the angels to seek forgiveness for us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable the believers to pray for us. Allahumma ameen. وجزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، استغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.